What is your name?
Samira Khan.
And you're from?
RT.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So when RT was forced to register as a foreign agent, you said that it wouldn't inhibit our ability to report. However, just a couple of weeks ago, our press credentials were revoked. So doesn't this contradict your earlier statements?
I think press credentials may have been revoked by Congress, and not necessarily the members of Congress, but rather the Association of Reporters that handles who gets to come in and cover Congress. FARA, the act that you're speaking of, only requires that organizations register with the federal government. That is it. The United States does not tell any Russian news organization what to report or how to report it. We don't tell Turkish ones. We don't tell Polish ones. In fact, the fact that you're here as a representative of the Russian government is a perfect example of how we do not restrict any type of freedom of the press. You come in, Sputnik comes in, all the Russians come in here, and you are more than welcome. And the reason why you're more than welcome, hold on, the reason that you are more than welcome is because we have freedom of the press here in the United States. We support the First Amendment. We wish that the Russian government would give us the same opportunities to report freely in Russia as we provide you all here. Any of you listen to bluegrass? All right, Laura, you listen to bluegrass. My understanding is that one of the bluegrass stations, I think it's 105.5 here in Washington, is that right? You're nodding. You're nodding too. Okay, well, used to be bluegrass and now it's Russian radio, right? Now it's Sputnik Radio. So that is a perfect example on the free airwaves here where people don't have to pay for it, but they can get Russian news, if you will. And by the way, may I just mention that Russian government itself has talked about how it will influence RT and Sputnik, how it will influence how it reports and what it reports on.
Yes, but back to the original question, we can't go to the House of Representatives or the Senate to report, so that restricts our ability to report.
I would encourage you then to talk to the Congressional Correspondents Association. You are more than welcome here at the State Department anytime you like, but that would be up for the State Department's Correspondents Association to handle.